Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, March 30th, 2023, and on today's show, I got some special guests for you in the building, man. I got some kids, man. I got some entrepreneurs, man. I got some YouTubers. I got some basketball players. I got some filmmakers. I got some young, talented brothers that do a little bit of everything, and this is why I started the Slack is Talk podcast, to promote stuff like this. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town. Now, you here rocking with the best, your host, Jason Slack, a.k.a. Slack is Talk. Every week is a blessing, man. You already know what it is. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. All my day one listeners, man, welcome back. Welcome in. Man, a special show for y'all today. You know what I mean? Something I'm really proud of. This is why I do what I do. You know what I mean? It's about the kids, man. It's about the kids. You know what I'm saying? It's the future. It's the development. It's the reason why us parents do what we do. You know what I'm saying? If you do it for any other reason, you're doing it the wrong way. I say that on all my other episodes, and I'm going to say it again. You know what I mean? Kids is the future. That's what I stand for. I live by it. I live by those words every day, and I back it up. If you're new here to the show, man, you've been missing out, man, but it's never too late. You know, go to your favorite podcast platform. Slack is Talk Podcast is everywhere. I'm on Amazon Music. I'm on iHeartRadio, I'm on Spotify, I'm on Google Podcasts, it's on all your favorite podcast platforms. You know what I mean? Hit the subscribe button, hit the follow button. Once you hit that, you know, new episodes, new content will be delivered straight to your device automatically. Every time something new comes up, you automatically have it. You don't have to do nothing but press play. You can listen to it live every Thursday at 9:30 promptly. Or you can binge listen, man. You can listen to the whole series. I got a couple of series going on. I mean, you could listen to it while you're at work. You can listen to it while you're traveling. You can listen to it while you're working out. You know what I mean? There's no limit, man. You know what I mean? Like, all these options, why wouldn't you subscribe, man? You know what I'm saying? It's at your leisure. It's at your pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you like. And the good thing about it, it's available 24/7. Anytime, anywhere, any day of the week. Subscribe, man. Slack is Talk podcast. As I said earlier, got a special show. But before we bring in our guests, you know, let's take care of some business. I got some announcements to make. You know, we got to do our social media thing. You know how we do. Some quick announcements, though. I want to give a special birthday shout-out to the twins, Nia and Naya. Their birthday is actually today. And I say special, man, because they in Orlando, man, living it up. You know what I mean? These are two of my Vision for Kids members that I'm proud of. And not only to have a birthday today, but in about 2 months, man, they'll be graduating high school also. You know what I'm saying? You talk about doubling up. That's the way to do it. You know what I mean? Celebrating your birthday and high school graduation, and it's a matter of a couple of months. You know what I'm saying? That's big time right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, also, you know, I hear they having a big party, a big celebration. You know what I'm saying? If you know those two, you know what I mean, you invited, I definitely recommend that, you know, y'all attend. You know what I'm saying? Y'all call and give y'all shout outs and y'all show y'all support. Times like this, you know what I mean, you gotta support. You know what I'm saying? You got to. You know what I mean? Like, graduating high school, they already got accepted to college. There's just so many things to celebrate all at once. So, you know what I mean? You can't miss out, man. Special birthday to Nia and Naya. Vision for Kids members, we love you. Keep doing your thing. And congratulations. Let us be the first one to tell you here on the Slackers Talk. Also, you know, we're coming up on the end of March. So, you know, I just want to give, you know, congratulations to everybody that had a birthday in the month of March. You know what I'm saying? We not only celebrate on the day of your birthday, man, but we on the Slackers Talk podcast, it's a celebration all month long, man. I want to give a shout out to my nephew Chris, who had one on the 4th. Big Game James, his was on the 4th. You know what I mean? Kaden, the 22nd. You know, Kyle on the 18th. You know what I mean? Happy birthday to all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? I got a sister, Debbie. Hers was on the 11th. You know, my brother, his was on the 25th this past Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Y'all did that. Y'all representing the month of March. You know what I'm saying? We want to wish y'all a happy birthday. You know what I mean? We hope everything work out for y'all this year. We know it will. And once again, man, happy birthday here on the Slackers Talk podcast. Special shout out goes to my daughter, Aaliyah Slack, who made the dean list. You know what I'm saying? It's official. She officially got a certificate in the mail. You know, just being there in a couple of months, already making the dean list, man. That's talk about, that's hard work. That's dedication. You know what I mean? As soon as I get to the school, you know what I mean? I want to get right to it. I want to do my thing. I want to establish myself. I want to be headed to the right direction. You know what I mean? Like, Vision for Kids, this is where it's at. Y'all, you know, when I make these announcements, man, y'all get to see, like, why I started this organization, man. Like, stuff like this. Like, you know, you hear the negative stuff on the news. I'm the opposite of that, man. I preach positivity here, man. It's about the kids and everything. You know what I mean? We opposite. Like, a lot of the good stuff gets overlooked. And I make sure that's not going to happen no more here on the Slackers Talk. So, you know, shout out to my daughter, Leah Slack, on the dean's list. Also, Malachi, he's also on the dean list. And the list just came out. It's been out like 2 weeks now. So if I'm missing anybody, I apologize. Let me know. And I'll give you a shout out on the next episode. We don't miss anybody around here. You know what I mean? We miss you. We'll make it up. So, you know what I mean? Shout out them two for making the dean list. Also, this weekend, if you're free, there's a lot of good games going on. Me, myself, Dream Elite, you know, we won't be playing this weekend. But, you know, the show still goes on. There's a lot of good games going on. My son, Jason, would actually be playing in Charlotte this weekend. Go to, you know, my social media page, Slackers Talk. And, you know, I'll be posting the information at a later date. All the details for the events this weekend should be out later on tonight. You know, head on over, stay posted to my social media. I'm gonna make sure that I post all the details as far as like location, time, and things of that nature. If y'all not doing nothing, come on out to Charlotte. There's a lot of our kids. They will be playing with, you know, in the tournament with the school, with the college that they're being recruited by. You know what I'm saying? So that's big. So it's kind of like, it's kind of almost like a tryout, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So you'll get your first look at a lot of these kids. You know, they're playing with the team, you know, the school that they're being recruited by. So we get a chance to see how they look in like in a college setting. We get a chance to see how they fit in that offense, how they fit with that coach. And it's just like an exciting time, man. Another, you know what I mean? Another exciting time, you know what I mean? So if you're free this weekend, man, you know, head to Charlotte, man. You see some good games, man. I'm going to post the location. I'm going to post all the details later on tonight or as soon as I get it. So, like, just stay tuned for that. Let's get started, you know what I'm saying, with our social media portion of the show. And this week, for the Slackers Talk question of the week this past Monday, I flipped the script a little bit, man. I went educational on you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got educational vibes this week. You know, I decided to do it a little different. And it's a good question, you know what I'm saying? It's based off of what, you know, what subject people are interested in, you know what I mean, what you think is most important. Just basically, like, what, you know, what was you good at? You know what I'm saying? It gave me the opportunity to, like, you know, learn more about, you know, my fans and my listeners on social media. You know what I mean? What was your favorite subject? What do you, you know what I mean, what you feel is most important? And the actual question for this past week was, what is your favorite or most important subject in school? So I should have put, you know, what was your favorite? What is your favorite or what was your favorite? As you know, a lot of us is out of school, you know what I'm saying? But the question pertained to all, you know what I mean? Regardless of whether you're still in school or not, the question still stands. What is your favorite subject and what do you think is the most important? And the nominees were math, science, English, or history. Now, you know, all four of these subjects are the core subjects. These are subjects that everybody had to have, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody that went to school, you had to have these subjects. You know what I'm saying? There was just no way around it. It was no getting out of it. It was mandatory. It's stuff that you need on an everyday basis, I feel. It's stuff that helps you develop as a person. Like for example, like, a lot of the stuff, if not all the stuff we do is math related. You know what I'm saying? We around numbers all day. Like, if you have a job, you know, you get paid, you got to be able to calculate those figures. You know what I'm saying? To make sure you're getting what you're supposed to get. You know, you go to the store, you know, you got to add stuff up to see how much, you know, your bill should come up to. You know what I'm saying? English, same thing. We talk and communicate every day. That's a form of English. You know what I'm saying? Science, you know what I mean? You're in the lab. You know what I'm saying? Like, medical field, we go to the doctor, you know, stuff like that. And of course, like, history, like, knowing your background, knowing where you came from, learning about your people, learning about things that took place before you was here. They all are important, man. All four of them. You know what I'm saying? You can't really go wrong. There's no wrong answer. Now, the answer on social media, the most popular answer, was math. And rightfully so. Like I said a couple of seconds ago, man, everything we do revolves around math. You got to know how to count. You get paid. You got to know how much you're supposed to get. You're running a business. You got to know your expenses. You know, how much this costs. How much would you make if you did this deal? Your bills. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to add it up. And add it up versus the money that you make each month to know how much you got, how much money you can save. And the list goes on and on and on. You know, you won't get an argument from me, like, as far as important. Like, you can't be without that. You just can't. You know what I'm saying? It's something that we need. It's something that we around every day. It's something that we around more often than we realize. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things that you don't really never stop to think about, but something mathematically is happens in your life every day, multiple times, and we just don't think about it. So, you know, that was the most popular question answer, I should say, on social media, and rightfully so. Now, like I said, all of them are important. As for me, like, just to break it down, I love math. You know, I agree with that answer. You know, we're around that every day. Science, I wasn't so much of a science guy. You know what I'm saying? Animals, that wasn't, you know, that's not really me. I don't have nothing against it. Just like being in a lab and dissecting frogs and stuff like that, that wasn't my thing. Like medical, like as far as like going to the doctors and stuff like that, like my interest is knowing what I could do and what not to do, you know, to make sure that I stay in good shape, make sure I'm treating my body right and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, as it relates to science, the only thing that I'm really interested in is, like, being able to stay safe and stay healthy, you know, as far as, like, foods to eat and what, you know, what to do, what you could do and what not to do and stuff like that. History. You know, history is my thing. You know, I got a Black History Month that I do here on the Slack and Talk podcast each and every February. The month of February, I should say. And that's important, you know, knowing about our people. The reason why I didn't pick history is because I found that a lot of people wasn't as fortunate as I was as far as history. Like I said before, like many times on the show, I had a history teacher, you know, what we called it social studies back in the day. So now I think they just, you know, called it history, which is like one of the same. But we had a history teacher that didn't play. She made sure that, you know, you knew your background, you knew where you came from. She made sure, she went out her way and made sure that, you know, we knew about our culture. We knew about the things that, you know, that concerned us, and made sure that we knew our background and our history. And just, you know, what our people meant to the culture. She made sure of that. But coming up over the years, I found that everybody wasn't that fortunate. You know, a lot of people felt like they were learning about stuff that they didn't need to know, or, you know, stuff that wasn't relevant. So I went on that merit, you know what I'm saying? Like, not just for me, but just in general, like history in general, like as it's taught to everybody, you know, not just my experience. And you guessed it, since I went down the line, you know what I'm saying? Only thing you left is English. And that's my answer. You know what I'm saying? My answer is English. For obvious reasons, I'm a film producer, which means what? I'm a writer. You know what I'm saying? I'm a writer at heart. Everybody know that. Everybody, this week's question of the week, everybody that know me should have knew my answer. I am a writer. I love everything about writing, you know what I'm saying? And being able to write, you must know the English language, you know what I'm saying? I love creating. I love actual handwriting. I love to have the ability to create a story. I just love the whole, everything about English. You know, the writing part, the understanding the words, the spelling, vocabulary. It's just always been me, man. It's always been me. When I tell you that I'm a film producer. I love everything about it. You know what I'm saying? To the T. And it goes back to what I always tell everybody. You gotta love what you do. And a lot of stuff that I do relates to the English language. You know what I'm saying? Everything. The writing, the creating, the spelling. Everything. And that's just always been me. So my answer is English. All of y'all voted math online. It's all good. Next week, we will come back with another banger. Now, earlier today, I gave y'all a classic film. And, you know, I brought the heat again. You know what I'm saying? Earlier today, my classic Throwback Thursday, classic film of the week, It's none other than Saturday Night Fever. The movie, I believe that came out in the... I don't want to be wrong. I didn't research this one as far as when it came out. I'm going to say maybe, was it the 70s? Y'all got me stunned on that one. I got to come back. I'm going to say that movie came out, man, maybe in the late 70s, man, early 80s. Early 80s. I'm going to go with the early 80s, man. I'm going to do my research and look it up. But that movie was significant because, you know, a Hall of Fame actor. Like, that was the first time I seen him, I believe. His name is John Travolta. You know, it's basically like a dance movie. You could kind of call it a classical dance movie. It was actually in the height of what we known as disco music, man. Like, this movie, like, just set the stage for disco. Like, when this movie came out, like disco was just off the chain. Like, all types of groups was just selling ridiculous records. I mean, out the woodworks. I'm talking about going diamond, platinum, everything. Like, it just set off a whole movement. Everybody was trying to get into disco. There were clubs at this for disco. It just started like a whole revolution. And I think this movie had a lot to do with that. So, I mean, if you haven't seen it, man, Saturday Night Fever starring John Travolta. I'm going to say early 80s. You know, I'm going to find out the answer and then we're going to talk about that next week too. But Saturday Night Fever, man, if you haven't, go ahead and make sure you see that, man. Classic film, man, classic. And now, you know, now we got our business out the way. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get into our episode of the week. Like I said, man, you know, this proud, man. You know, these are some of my basketball players, YouTubers, film creators. Well, I should say content creators. You know, I'm talking about Jason Slack, Matthew Butler, Jeremiah Holland, Markel Jackson, and the producer of the video, Flo. All right, what's up, y'all boys?
What's up?
Congratulations, man, on the video, man. 1K views. Y'all doing it. Y'all doing the damn thing.
Man, appreciate it.
Welcome to the Slackers Talk podcast, man. I want to, you know, get y'all in, man. Ask a couple of questions on the success of the video. This has been out a couple of days. Y'all hit, you know, 1K. So I got to start at the top, man. Whoever can answer this, you know, the best. Could, like, tune in or shine in, but who came up with the original idea of having the video?
To be honest...
I say Jason.
Yeah, Jason.
Uh-oh. That's what's up. Jason idea. All right, when he originally came up with the idea, like, what was the rest of y'all, like, what was the reception? Y'all thought it was crazy? Y'all thought it was doable? Y'all was feeling it from the get-go? Like, you know, take it from there.
I ain't gonna lie. I knew it was like, it's something like I said, I ain't gonna do like no YouTube, all that, cause I wouldn't answer YouTube and all that. So when Jason brought an idea, I was like, shoot, they doing YouTube, and we make money off of YouTube. So I said, man, we might as well go with it. And I'm entertaining too. So 2 + 2 = 4. You know what I'm saying? I can do that.
That's what's up. What about you, Matt?
What was the question again?
Like, who, like, when he originally came up with the idea, like, you know, what did you think of it? You know, you thought it was doable? You thought he was out of his mind? Like, you know, take us through it.
Nah, I knew we could do it. I mean, it was really about just how we was going to get together and set it up. I knew we could do it, though. We got the talent for it.
That's what's up. Jeremiah?
I'm going to be honest. I ain't going to lie. At first, it did sound like a crazy idea and everything, but like when we started like sitting down, prepping it up and stuff, and like figuring out like when we could do it, how to make it happen and stuff, that's when like, yeah,
that's what's up. And Float, man, I kind of want to holler at you too, man. You know, I'm in the director myself, man. you know, you the man, you know, you the man behind the vision. Like, when he presented the idea, like, how did you visualize it? Like, you know, the concepts. Like, you know, like, walk us through it.
Man, like, I mean, like, I've been editing videos since the youngest, so, like, I just was like, when he just told me, I just was like, whenever you do it, just send it to me, and I'm gonna see what I could do. And I just did my magic. Like, I don't know, like, I don't really know. Like, when it come to that editing job, I just put my own style to it, and it just popped, I guess. I don't really know.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Like, same here, man. Can't mess with creativity. How was it working, you know, with the fellas as far as, like, directing? Did they let you, like, you know, pretty much do your thing? Or did they have an idea of how they wanted things to go?
Like, I didn't really direct it. Like, Jason, like, what really happened, like, Jason just was like, they about to do the video or whatever, and he need an editor. So, I just told him I got him on that. So, then that's when they did the video or whatever. And that's when he pushed up and sent it to me. That's when I was watching it, looking over it. And I just, like, when I was watching it, looking over it, I just was like, this need to be gone, this need to be gone, this need to be there, this need to be there. Then I just, you feel me, just put it all together, and it just came up.
That's what's up, man. 1,000 views later, like, here we go. I gotta bring you in, like, Jeremiah, like, you the star of the show. Like, you the one, you know what I'm saying? You the star, you the main attraction. Was that always the idea, or, you know, you had to be talked into that?
To be honest, it was like, I say 80%. It was like, gonna be me, because, like, at the time, like, when we was like, talking about it and stuff, like, I kind of, like, volunteered to, like, do it, because, like, why not, like, do something fun and new? So, like, at first, I was like, yeah, I'm all into it. But then as, like, days was winding down to, like, we was about to shoot the video, I was kind of getting nervous and stuff. But, like, the day that it was happening, I was just like, yeah, I got this. And, yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. This one is for Markel and Matt. How was it, like, being on set, you know, with the rest of the fellas? Like, was it a lot of funny moments, or, like, was it, like, strictly all business?
It was, like, it's 50-50. It's some funny moments here. There was, like, at the end of the day, we gonna have our funny moments. Of course, this group of guys I've been dealing with, we gonna have our funny moments. But at the end of the day, we still gotta get our business, still gotta get all the stuff done by the end of the day, because we try to make sure, like, all the stuff is good. So make sure we publish it and be all good for everybody to watch it and all that.
That's what's up. Yeah,
I agree with Quell on that. He was more like, I was just having fun and making memories, and shoot, we can show other people what we do and just having fun, pretty much.
Good thing. So, you know, the next question, anybody could chime in on this one. So I could take it that we have a lot of, like, backstage footage, like funny moments from the video that's going to be released, or we didn't get there yet.
It's already in the video, like, the funny moments, like, it's already in the video.
Okay. So, yeah, y'all, like, got this included.
Like, it's already, like, whatever they sing, like, that's the funny moments, like, it's already there.
That's what's up. So, y'all captured everything and included in the video. That's what's up. Jeremiah, what did you think about your co-star?
Seeing her, it was just like, I felt like, alright, I feel like, yeah, she's like a good actor and whatever, and like, we were just able to, like, make a good video.
Good thing. I saw some chemistry. I was watching, you know what I mean, I was feeling the chemistry. I think it's a vibe. I think y'all, you know, y'all did y'all thing on camera, especially, like, if you're saying, like, that's the first time and stuff like that. So, you know, I expect, you know, great things. Anybody can answer this question. Like, who did the casting? Like, you know, who found the girl and how did that come about?
Me and Matt really found the girl.
We was on FaceTime with somebody else, and the girl just hopped in the camera and said, I'll do a blind date video. So then we picked the time that was right for the, all of us, and then we just went by that.
Oh, that's interesting. So y'all actually do y'all casting, like, on Facebook and social media?
Yeah, really, mainly on Instagram, for real.
Okay, yeah, that's a good thing. That's well, a lot of people do it now. All right, so that's interesting, because a lot of people thought, you know, everybody just knew each other. So that's a good take that y'all, you know, actually did casting online and stuff like that. That shows how much, you know, y'all actually put into this video. All right, so I'm going to kind of, like, go through the line, and I want everybody to tell me, like, what's their favorite part of the video. Like, starting with you, Jason.
My favorite part of the video is probably the beginning of the video. Because everybody, like, they got a feel for, like, what the video is going to be about. And, like, wanted them to watch the whole video. You know, they tuned in. Then our intro, we probably got the hardest intro in the state of South Carolina right now. Because that joke was tough, man. Shout out to Floyd on that, man.
Markel?
I would say, like, the end of the part where, like, we was, like, basically, like, going straight with the car and all that. All our intro, like, and the outro and all that. Then, like, we got our logo at the end of it. So, like, people think, like, oh, it's, like, regular YouTube. Now we got logos out, John. So, then when Flo came with the idea, it was like, man, y'all want to get the car. It was, like, an open little area. He was like, man, y'all drive for it. I make y'all jump sound like amazing. And Float this thing, man. Y'all jump sound very good.
That's what's up. Float, you wanna jump in?
Yeah, I'll jump in. Like my favorite part is, like, I ain't even gonna lie, like, when I put the meme on Jason, like, that's my favorite part. But, like, the whole video hard, though, like, cause, like, I just put my magic to it. Like, I don't know, like, when I'm editing, like, I just put my magic to it, and I just know, like, if I'm really focused, it's going to turn out hard. So, like, for real. But they intro and they outro, like, it's hard. And, like, they stuff going to get updated as the, like, more videos roll out. Like, it's not going to always look like that. The quality going to get better. Like, everything going to get better as time go by.
Absolutely. First time, you know, like I said, things go naturally get better because, you know, now that y'all got, you know, starting to get experience, you know, and stuff like that, y'all know the do's and don'ts. Y'all come up with better ideas and more ideas at that. So, you know, sky's the limit. What about you, Matt?
I have to say my favorite part was when Jeremiah was in the car with her by herself. My man, he was acting like a king in the car. He was on some king stuff.
What about you, Jeremiah?
I'm gonna go with what Matt said, because, like, before, like, the video, like, the guys, they all took me out, like, to, like, get the jitters and stuff out and stuff, and then, like, told me as the video was about to go, like, just, like, show, like, which, like, just show, like, a side of people I never see. So I felt like, all right, well, I know this going on YouTube and stuff. And, like, me and the girl, we don't know each other. So, like, gotta create a good first impression, man.
That's what's up. Now, I'm assuming that all y'all, in addition to having 1K views, y'all also had people react to the video. Did y'all catch that? Check that out?
Yeah.
How did y'all, you know, I recently seen, like, online, there was I forget his name, it was a guy on Twitch that did a reaction to y'all video. How did it feel, man, to know people was watching, for one, and, like, actually, like, reacting to it and building their content over the video that y'all created?
To see, like, he was actually tuned in when he actually, like, I actually seen it with my own eyes, and he did a reaction to the whole video, I was just like, damn, they're really about to go to the top, for real.
Yeah, that's big. What about you, Matt? What you thought when you seen, like, content creators, like, reacting to the video and doing content of their own based around, you know, your creation?
I thought it was pretty dope. I mean, so that people actually interested in responding and seeing something new from people local in their area. There's a lot of respect behind it.
That's what's up. What about you, Float?
seen him react to it or whatever, but I feel like eventually it's gonna be like bigger content creators reacting to it, like, yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What about you, Marquell?
So, like Matt was saying, like, Jason started to jump to the group shit. I was like, bro, somebody rat touch up already? I think it was, like, I think a day of, a couple of days later. I was like, bro, he reacted to it, y'all. So, I like, I know more people, like, once they see it off his screen, like, oh, more people going to see it. More people going to react to it. And going to get bigger and bigger. And more views is coming right after that.
Absolutely. Jeremiah, you want to jump in?
For me, it was just, a good little first step, because you know it's steps to these things. So like him being a Twitch creator, people watching him and stuff, look at our video, that meant a lot. So like that's like the first step. Second step, probably like a bigger but not mostly popular Twitch or site streamer watch it, and then like get to the top where popular and more people start watching it and seeing what we could do.
Yeah, that's what's up. Now, like, as far as me, you know, I'm a 13-time champion AAU basketball coach, as many as you know. A lot of y'all, you know, here helped me win those championships. And I'm going to share a story. I went to a grocery store one time, and I seen two kids that I never, you know, seen before. They was young, and they saw me, and they said, "I know you. You the one that... You the coach that be in the gym, and y'all, your team win those championships." And that made me proud. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really doing something when somebody that you don't know, like, recognize, you know, something that you do or something that you accomplish. So, with that being said, has anybody, you know, since y'all got 1,000 views, that's a lot of views, a lot of people watched it. I know it's kind of early, but has anybody that y'all don't know, like, randomly came up to y'all and said, "Hey, I saw that video, you know what I mean? I recognize you from the video."
Yeah, definitely. Day after that video was posted at school, everybody running to me, man, talking about something. "I seen your video. We liked it. You need to post more. When y'all next video?" type stuff.
That's what's up. That's what's up. How about the rest of y'all? How about you, Matt? Quell?
Yeah, I had one guy. I was on the trip today, and I had a guy come up to me. He was like, "Wasn't you there with Jason and Jeremiah?" I was like, "Yeah, that's me." He was like, he was rocking with it, so yeah, I got a little recognition.
So like I said, the same day with Matt, Jason was talking about, he came up to me, he was like, "Bro, I need to drop a new video. Like, I need a new video ASAP. I'm like, "Bro, new content coming soon. We ain't gonna like rush it and all that, because you know what I'm saying, we just drop a new one." So he was like, "Bro, I need to drop some more." Like Jason was saying yesterday, never be no one hit wonders. Keep grinding and get more videos after that.
That's what's up. What about you, Flo? Any experience?
No, not really. Like, I feel like some people know, like, I'm behind the editing and stuff. Like, you feel me? Like, but really, like, I don't know. Like, because I got my own style, so, you know, and, like, I used to do YouTube, so people know, like, you can tell if you watch, like, but they... Like, they, fan base might be different from mine, so I don't really know.
That's what's up, man. And, you know, this is only going to get bigger from here. And, Jeremiah, I don't think we heard from you. Did you go? Did anybody, you know, come up to you and say, "Hey, I know you, I recognize you from the video"? I know you, they had to recognize you because, you know, it was based around you.
Yeah, a few people at school, they came up to me. It was like, it was a lot of people. I'll be honest. It was a lot of people that was in shock because, like, people didn't know, like, "Oh, you, I ain't never seen that side from you." So, like, it's just like, they seen it. They was like, we want to see more from y'all. Like Jason said, like, we told them, like, we got them. That was just the first video, but more, I wouldn't say that video was true. Like, it was bad, but, like, we know that was just the first video, so, like, we know we got, like, better ideas and stuff that's going to be fun coming up for them.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And I want to ask, like, was this video, how was this video received by family members? Or do they even know? Yeah, we want all the dirt here on the Slackers Talk, man. You know what I'm saying? We keep it real here on the Slackers Talk.
My brother said my mom watched it. She didn't get mad or anything, but like she was just like she didn't know that I had to like that basically because like me. I'm not the type to, like, you know, kiss, like, any random female. But, like, you know, when we was on cameras and stuff, you know, in that moment, it was just, like, you gotta show, like, you know, something different, like, something they never seen before. But, like, my family, they was, like, they liked the video, and they subscribed and stuff, and they was, like, supporting me in it and everything.
Good deal, good deal. What about you, Quell?
Dirt skin boy just kissed on that female.
But they was like shocked, but like they was shocked and like happy at the same time, cause they see me also doing something productive in my life, not just sports and all that. They see me actually doing something else and like having like a fallback plan on just in case like sports don't work out,
you can stay to the YouTube stuff.
That's what's up. What about
you, Matt? My mom, she was just like, keep doing what you're doing, as long as you having fun with your boys, keep going.
Good thing, good thing. Float.
My people just like, they just like, I'm hard with the editing stuff for real. That's really it.
That's what's up, that's what's up. And Jake?
My dad watched the whole video. He liked it, and he subscribed on all his accounts. And I already told my mom what I was getting into with the YouTube stuff. I said either she was going to watch it from her standpoint and be cool with it, or just, you know, just vibe to it.
That's what's up, man. Ain't that like having, you know, support by family members? One last question about the production of it. Do y'all have, as far as the actual like concept, the actual script, do y'all like, is that pre-planned or do y'all like freestyle or a little bit of both?
Nah, with this video, only thing we had planned was me and Matt. We already wrote up some questions that we had in the phone already. But besides that, everything was just freestyle. We asked Jeremiah and the girl, Sky, a few questions. And then after that, we just let them, you know, do what they do.
Good thing, good thing, good thing. Anybody else wanted to jump in on that?
We had a couple ideas. They was like, nah, we're going to change it. Then they told me to blind that. I'm like, all right, cool. That's it right there. Then, like Jason was saying, like, between Maya and the girl, that's just off of them. I don't know if it's playing or script or nothing. I'm just them two.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Anybody else?
Nah, we good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Do y'all have, like, you know, I know it's a group. Do y'all have, like, defined roles? Like, one person come up with ideas? You know, one person come up, you know, direct? Or do y'all switch based on what the concept is?
We really just all brainstorm throughout the week. And then whoever agree with the, like, say we all got, like, the same idea, we'll go with that. Or whoever, like, but we're going to do a lot of videos. So, like, every video going to get done, basically, but the video we're doing for that week, we do it like as a group. We agree on it as a group.
That's what's up. That's a good idea. So, I take it on the next video, there would be another star, another feature, somebody different that feature, or it's based off of the concept.
Our next video, we might just do something with all four of us.
Can't reveal.
All four of us, but hey, can't say too much.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Hey, it's been a pleasure having y'all, man. You know what I mean? I'm excited. I'm a fan. You know, I got y'all back all day long. I can't wait to see the next video. I can't see what y'all come up with next. Just quick advice. You know, y'all going places, y'all doing things. Just make sure, you know, like here on the Slackers Talk, I like to make sure, you know, I teach, you know, being business minded. You know what I'm saying? Especially like the youth, you know what I'm saying? Like, just make sure all the business is right. You know what I'm saying? Make sure the channel is monetized. You know, make sure everything is in place so y'all can maximize, you know, getting the bag, getting views. Y'all can maximize, you know, getting better opportunities, more opportunities to do stuff. It's only going to get bigger from here. You know what I'm saying? This is just the start. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, I'm fans of all of y'all. Y'all know that. Anytime y'all do a video, y'all welcome back here on the Slackers Talk. You know what I'm saying? Anytime y'all want to promote something or, you know, do a drop, you know, Slackers Talk is here. You know what I mean? Whatever you need, sky's the limit. You know what I mean? Anybody, I want to give y'all the floor to go ahead and promote anything that y'all got going on. Far as like, you know, social media accounts or, you know, any other projects y'all involved with or anything up and coming, you know what I'm saying? Like, promote, let's get it out there.
I just got one thing to say. Merch is coming soon. Merch is coming soon.
Tune in on that. And our next video about to drop soon, very soon. Just stay tuned in, man. Stay with us.
That's what's up. Jeremiah?
Basically, what they said, merch, hopefully we get, like, a website for that merch and stuff so, like, people, they could just, like, go to it and buy it. And, yeah, just follow our socials. Keep tuning in to the video. But this next one, I don't think they're going to be ready for it.
That's what's up. Matt, Quell?
I have to say, just trust the process. It's going to be a journey.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And just to make sure, you know, everybody's clear, you know, where can they go to reach y'all? You know, is YouTube, like, what's the foundation? Facebook, YouTube, Twitter? Where can they go to find, you know, GMB?
Right now, y'all can look us up on YouTube at GMB_4L. And then we're about to start an Instagram here real soon. So y'all could follow that, too. And we're going to be posting, like, some content ideas and stuff. Ask y'all a few questions on the Instagram and stuff.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Y'all heard it here first, man. Slackers Talk, GMB, their first video. If y'all haven't seen it, y'all missing out, man. 1K views. If you ain't one of them, I don't know what to say. But go check it out. GMB all day. Peace. This has been an episode of the Slackers Talk podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. GMB, get money, boys. Go check the video out if you haven't already. We'll be back to talk again next week. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.